Hashem's sweetest friend, this year should be a special schus for us, Hannah Mary Bas Chana and the Rivka Esther Bas Eliyahu Peretz, Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeihem. This is based on a beautiful essay by Moran Rav Kook in the Pinkasei HaRa'aya on page Kuf Yud, and as a hakdama, a Talmud of Rav Kook, Rav Binyamin Menashe Levine, Doctor, or Rav Doctor Binyamin. Some people like, if there's a doctor, it gives it chshivus. Not only can he heal your spiritual ills, but he's also a doctor. He can heal your physical ills, even though Dr. Levine was not a medical doctor. He was the author of the Otzer Gaonim. So he relates that I was metayel, I was taking a walk, a shpatzirin, with Kvod Kedushas Moran Admor Zatzal, meaning Rav Kook, outside of the city of Boisk in the year 1901, and these ideas flew, holy ideas flowed from his mouth. Immediately I took my pencil, I guess he didn't have his computer with him, or his phone to quickly write it down, or all the other gadgets that we have today, his tablet. He just had a pencil, and I wrote down what the Rav said. And then I sent them to the magazine HaMizrach, and it was published there the first time. Tvias Ein Aya. In the Kovetz Aluma, Yerushalayim Tafresh Tzadi Vav. And then later on, apparently, Rav Kook wrote this down in his own pinkas, in his own notebooks, with some improvements. And the nusach that was published in Olas Re'ia in his siddur is closer to what we brought here than the nusach in the HaMizrach. So let's see what the Rav writes. Beautiful, beautiful inyanim. Hasifrut hatziyur ve'achituv עומדים להוציא על הפועל כל המושגים הרוחניים הצבורים בעומק הנפש האנושית. Literature, art, are going to actualize all of the spiritual concepts הצבורים בעומק הנפש האנושית that are piled up in the depths of the human soul. וכל זמן שחסר גם סרטוט אחד הגנוז בעומק הנפש החושבת והמרגשת שלא יצא על הפועל, עוד יש חובה על עבודת האמנות להוציאו. As long as there's even one line, one scribbling, one little bit left in the depth of the human soul that thinks and feels, that hasn't been actualized, that hasn't been expressed, there is an obligation for art to express this. Rav Kook had a great appreciation of art. As I heard a beautiful story once from Rabbi Shlita, I think I've told it before, maybe I'll tell it a different time. But his point is that we have to use art to express the depths of the human soul. מובן הדבר שרק אותם האוצרות שבהיפתחם מבשמים את אוויר המציאות טוב ויפה לפתח. And it's understood that only those treasures that when they're opened up they bring a good smell to the air are those that we should develop. כל דיבור ודיבור שיצא מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא נתמלא כל העולם כולו בשמים. Says the Gemara on Shabbos, Peches Amid Beis, that with every speech that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, the world was filled with besamim, with a good smell. So this art has to give a good smell. Omnam otam advarim hagnuzim shekvuratam hi biuram lahem mitukenet hayatet she'al ozneinu
לחפור ולחסות, ואוי לו למי שמשתמש ביתידו לפעולה הופכית למען הרבות באשה. However, those matters that are hidden, whose burial is their destruction, for them we have, as the Torah says, everybody has to walk around with a little bit of a shovel to cover up any offensive material, v'hamei v'nyavin. V'yatei t'yelecha l'azeinecha v'chisisa es tzeasecha. And here we have this yated sha'al azeinenu. We have to cover up our ears also. And we have to dig, and we have to cover. We cannot let ourselves hear, we cannot let ourselves come into contact with what's not clean. And woe unto the person who uses his shovel to dig up this offensive matter, this offensive material. Za'azuei ha-nefesh. The shaking of the soul. Shemitzad rikshei ahava tiv'it, that come from a feeling of natural love. Shenotelet chelek gadol b'mitziut, that takes a large part of reality. B'musar uv'chayim, ethics, life. Hem ru'uyim litparesh al yidei ha-safrut b'chol ha-tzadim. It is fitting that they should be explained through literature on all of its sides. Shebehem hi motziya el hapoal et hagnizot. Through which it actualizes and expresses what's hidden. So it's good to talk about love. Love is life. Love is in the world of Musar and Chaim. אבל בשמירה היותר מעולה מנטייה לצד השיכרון שיש באלה הרגשות שמהפך אותם מטהרה טבעית לטומאה של זוהמה מנובלת. But we have to guard them very well from being inclined towards this drunkenness that takes them from something pure and clean and natural to something filthy and disgusting. Rak anshei kodesh ra'uyim lihiyot sarei kodesh. Only holy men are fitting to be holy princes. Omnam im nechshav lechisaron klali beize sefrut, כשלא ימצאו באלו רגשות הפנימיים שאהבה מרשמת בעומק הנפש באותה אהבה הנהוגה, כמה רואי לחשוב לחיסרון עם אותם הזעזועים הרמים והניסיים שכל כך פועלים ופועלו ועתידים לפעול על כל טובי בני אדם ועל כנסת ישראל בייחוד, הנובעים מאהבת אדון כל המעשים מקור האור והחסד. אם אלה הרגשות ייפקדו ולא יחוקו בספר, היש ערך לעמק נחל רגש זה, היחילוהו ימים רבים, היחלקילוהו גבהי שחקים. So if it's a chisaron, a general chisaron in literature, when we don't find these deeper feelings expressed, how much more so is it a chisaron if these shocking, exalted, sublime feelings that have such a great effect on the best of people and on the Jewish people specifically, and this love comes from the love, the source of all love is the love of the Rabbono Shel Olam, the source of light, the source of chesed, if they are not engraved on a sefer, if they are not expressed, if they are not remembered, then is there any value to this deep feeling? Can all of the days contain it? Can the high heavens hold on to it? There's so much to it, and it has to be expressed. It'll be such a great chisaron if it is not. Hachisaron hazeh omnam nimale lanu b'shir ahava oto shu kodesh kodeshim hu shir ha-shirim asher l'shlamo. This chisaron we will fill with the song of love, that song that is holy of holies, shir ha-shirim asher l'shlamo. Ukemo shemishu chamor l'ahava lo yachush Ma yachpitzu mishorei ahava b'shireihem apratiim. And just like somebody who is a donkey to love, like it says in the Reishis Chochma and Shara Ava, that Rabbi Yitzchak de Menako writes, that somebody who is never choshek b'isha u'doim elachamor apochus mimenu, ve'atam ki mi'amurgosh tzarech sheyavchin ha'avodah ha'elohis. Person desires an isha, he has to know then from that what it means, al achas kama v'kama, many, many, many times in a much more pure way, to desire the Ribbono Shel Olam. But this power, this force of love, which sometimes can be even pure, if it's for a wife, if it's in a holy context, how much more so for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And otherwise these people are called chamorim, and even less than a chamor. And these chamorim don't understand what these people are writing love songs are talking about. V'imaya b'yodo yecholet lashpil et gaguayem at g'day t'imat chusho agas hayose ken b'simchat lev v'nefesh chafetza ken mishali bo'arila u'muchrachat liyot ken b'pnei shalotam l'tnaseh l'rumomei agyanei kodesh v'lo chash me'olam no'am or ahavat zur kol olamim ish naval v'lo chacham kazeh lo yuchal achil et harayon כי אלה הגעגועים הרבים והפרטיים הנישאים שבשיר השירים הם הרשמים של עוצר הגנוז בנפש כלל האומה אשר בחר לו השם לשמו ולזכרו מפני שאינו מרגיש כלל שום חיסרון בפקד מקום אל הרגשות אשר לא ידעם. Person who doesn't understand love, and then he hears the love songs, he would like to take these gaguim and bring them down to his low, very often perverse level. He'd be very happy to do that. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't have anything sublime. He doesn't understand anything on a higher level, on a more spiritual level. For him, it's not about love, it's about lust. So too, somebody who has an uncircumcised heart and he never felt the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's an ish novel v'loy chochom, and then he can't understand how these ga'aguim and shir ha-shirim are about Hashem. He's like, what are you talking about? It's about a man and a woman. It's not about God, because he doesn't understand the love of Hashem. It's like a person who can't understand pure love wants to bring all the love, pure love, things he hears about pure love down to his very base level. So too somebody who even understands love maybe of a woman, but he doesn't understand how to translate that into love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the love Hashem has for us. So he wants to bring Shir HaShirim down. He says, nah, it's just a love song between a man and a woman. Chas v'shalom. Aval mishalo Hishu Elokai Chochma Yakir V'Yachush Ki Yevshar Klal. It's based on a pasuk in Iyov 39:17. Lo Tzar Kitvei HaKodesh Shal HaUma Kedosha Shekol Toldotam Meleah Rishumei Ahava Ahavat Nefesh Letzur Ma'uza Bimei Gdulata V'Hoda Lidei Chesed Elyon Melo Hod ובימי עוניהו מרודה על ידי נערי נחלי דם ושטף צרות רבות ורעות אשר כל אלו הורו את האהבה חזקו והוציאו על הפועל המורגש שאפשר בשום אופן שאלו הגעגים לא ירשמו בספר באוצר הכללי ששם כל הגני קודשנו נחיתים. But somebody who has wisdom can feel and understand that it is impossible for the treasures of the Kisvei HaKodesh of this holy nation, that all of its toldos, all of its history, is filled with expressions and impressions of love of the rock of its strength, both in times of its glory and splendor through the Chesed Elyon, and in the times of its poverty and wanting through the rivers of blood and tsaros that we've experienced. All of these aroused the love and strengthened it and brought it to a place of feeling, that we are able to feel this great love. And it is impossible that these feelings should not be expressed in the holiest of books, in Tanakh. Omnam mi shebe'et shesorku b'saro b'masrei kot shel barzel יוכל להשיב כל ימי הייתי מצטער על המקרא הזה ובכל נפשך מתי יבוא לידי ועקה ימינו ולהאריך באותה שעה באחד עד שיצאת נשמתו רק הוא יוכל לומר שאין כל העולם כדאי כי יום שניתן בו שיר השירים לישראל. It's דווקא that person whose flesh was combed with iron combs, and he can say, all of my life I was mitztayer. When am I going to be mekayim b'chol nafshecha? And he's marich be'echod until his soul goes out. Only he can say, this person who's so filled with love, that all the world was not kedai, the world was not worthy of being in existence like the day that Shir HaShirim was given to the Jewish people, because all of the Ksuvim are Kodesh, and Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodeshim. Omnam kinetef mayim, only Rabbi Akiva can understand this Kodesh Kodeshim. Rabbi Akiva, this man who is filled with love for Hashem. Omnam kinetef mayim mini yam, kizik echad milav eshad leva shamayim. Does anybody write like this? This is off the charts. Ka'ot achat misefer gadol v'rachav yadayim, yada ish asher korama nafsho, gam ken la'arich et ahava pratit ha'tevit berka tahor. But like a little bit of a flow of water from the sea, like a spark of fire until the heart of the skies, like one letter in a great big sefer, a man knew, whose soul was so exalted, to appreciate personal natural love in the purest way. V'haya lo ahava, v'hayu lo ahava teora tivit v'ahava leumit haneora v'ahava elohit hakdosham le'ah ha'hod aruchot b'ma'aracha כמגדל דוד בנוי לתלפיות. Rabbi Akiva had this beautiful order. He had his natural, pure love. He had his national love, his enlightened national love. He had his holy, splendor-filled love of God, which were all organized beautifully, like the Tower of David, built in such a sturdy and powerful way. Migdal David Bona Lusalpios Shira Shirim Dalad Dalad Avalmane Muchim Hema Gamadim Shem Gamkein Baalei Naim Trutot Hazochalim Saviv Lishidrat Anavim Matachtona Shel Migdal Ofel Viroshmim et Komato Asher Avtagia Rakide Pshitat Yadam Maktana Umof Einam Shadok v'tavlul samu aleha matzor. How low are these midgets with their limited vision, who are crawling around stones of the highest tower, I think he refers here to the Eiffel Tower. And they say, how high is it? How high is it? It reaches the clouds, how high is it? But no, they only say it's as high as I can get. They're low level. As high as their eye can see. And their eye has a mum. Their eyes have blemishes, they can't look up. They don't know how tall the tower is. And then if somebody stands on the top of the tower and says he's near a star, they'll say, oh, the star must be really low down. Because they lower everything to their madrega. Nefashot ka'ele shiyoter miro'e ba'alev regesh shahavet bat kalva savua yafa lo yuchlu lemtso b'Rebbe Akiva. לא יוכלו גם כן להמציא מקור לתכונת ההחלטה הנפלאה ששיר השירים הוא קודש קודשים. בערך כל הכתובים כי עם מקור אהבה הפשוטה הפרטית אשר אותה לבדה יחזו. All these people can see. Even in Rabbi Akiva, is that he loved Kalba Savua's daughter. She was a pretty girl, Ksuba Samach Beis Amid Beis, and that's it. And therefore they don't understand how Rabbi Akiva gets the fact that Shira Shirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. Because they just don't see it. They just see this natural Pashat love. Aval Teorei Leiv Heime Yiru Et Rabbi Akiva Bigod Lo את רבי עקיבא משחק כשרואה ששועל יוצא מבית קודשי הקודשים. But people who are of a pure heart, they see Rabbi Akiva in his greatness. The Rabbi Akiva who laughs when he sees a fox coming out of the Holy of Holies. מפני שלנפשו הענקית העתיד הרחוק כהווה ניצב. Because for such a great person the distant future is today. את רבי עקיבא המלאת סהולה לכל המונה של רומי. רבי עקיבא was filled with joy even in face of the loud noises of the masses of Rome. Makkos דלת עמד א', בפני שאהבה אלוהית תנובעת מעומק חוכמת ליבו הנפלא הורתהו, עד כדי מלא ציור חי, כי רומי ואליליה כליל תחלוף. Because this godly love that stems from the depths of the wisdom of his heart taught him in such a clear and alive way that Rome and all of its idols will completely be destroyed. The old Zion la'ad yizrach, and the light of Zion will shine forever. Ha'ava b'ta'anugim l'mechaze ha'atid ha'vaday mal'a kol kach et levavo ha'tahor ad ki lo hinichu lo makom gam la'anchat lev al ha'hove ha'mar'id שהכירו רק כאב קל העובר על פני החמה הברה בשחקים. This Ava Besanugim, this pleasurable love of this absolute, definite, pure future filled Rabbi Akiva's heart so much to the point that it didn't even leave room in his heart to grunt about the terrible present that he recognized as this cloud that's just passing by in the pure sky. Hu yakirak mimakol ota nefesh nishmato yatzata be'echad novat achlata shekol haktuvim kodesh v'shir ha'shirim kodesh kodeshim. It's this Rabbi Akiva who can see so far into the future, whose neshama went out when saying the word Echad, from him comes the decision he can even see in the future, when all of Klal Yisrael will feel this love, this passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he can say that all of the Ksuvim are Kodesh, but Shir HaShirim is Kodesh, Kodashim. No, sweet friends, did we learn something beautiful or what? The Pinkasim of Maran Agon, Atzadik, Amakubala Aloki, Rav Amri Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, and Shir HaShirim, Rav Akiva. We have so many chidushim in this maimer, the importance of art, of human expression. And that it has to be expressed in Tanakh, this love, and there's the pure love for a woman, and a person who doesn't have that is missing, and our Tanakh would be missing if it didn't have this pure love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as expressed in Shir HaShirim. And there are people who can't understand that because they bring everything down to their level, like the famous Yiddish expression made famous by the Goy Malcolm Gladwell, that for a worm in horseradish, the entire world is horseradish. And so too, these people, they don't understand what the pure love is. They just don't get it. And it's Rabbi Akiva. They say, oh, Rabbi Akiva fell in love with a girl. No. Rabbi Akiva's love started with this pure ava pratis of this woman. And it got higher, this love for the Jewish people. And then the highest was the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's all part of one system, of one scheme. And it was Rabbi Akiva who could see the future so clearly and laugh when he sees a fox coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he can see that day when this love will be expressed, this Yishakenu Minashikos Piu, like Rashi says in Shir HaShirim, that one day once again Hashem will reveal himself to us and kiss us in that in the holiest way. So it's Dafka Rabbi Akiva who could say that all the Shirim are Kodesh, and Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. And the Rav continues in the next shtickle, Os Yud Gimel, Pinkas Gimel, the last one in Boisk. We're so fortunate to have all of the Kisvei Yad of Rav Kook. As a matter of fact, Rav Avram Shapiro was made that he saw 200,000 unpublished pages. And the only way he could write that, as Rav Moshe Tsuriel pointed out, is Behashpas HaKumas. There has to be something supernatural, because a person can't write as much as even what we have published from Rav Kook is a tremendous amount of writing. But to have 200,000 more pages that he hand wrote, in addition to all of his learning and davening and seeing people and going places, impossible. So we have a superhuman individual here. So Baruch Hashem, we don't have all the 200,000 pages, but we still have many, many Sfarim of his. So until they're published, which I hope one day they will be, we can learn everything. We'll try to learn a lot of what has been published. So one more shtickle. Ein kol olam kulo kedai ki yom shenitan nasim bo shir hashirim l'Yisrael. The whole world wasn't as worthy as the day in which Shir HaShirim was given to the Jewish people. Yesh ahava l'shem Hashem yitbarach shu mitzad abriya v'hoda chesed Hashem hamalei olam v'tuvo al briyotav v'yesh ahava murgeshet b'nefesh mitzad etzem skulat ma'alat ha'nefesh le'ahov et ha'tov ha'gamur. There's one type of love that's because of the briya. The chesed Hashem fills the world, all of the laws of nature. There's oxygen everywhere. The air, the wind, the breeze, all the elements that make up our world, that allow us to exist, light, everything we have, food, taste buds, that's one type of love. And then there's a higher level of love, and that is that you love because something is essentially good. Etzem skulat ma'alat ha'nefesh le'ahov et ha'tov ha'gamur ve'ahava zot hi ikar ahava. Yikara mikol ahava nikletet mibchinat hamitziut. This is more valuable than all of the love that we absorb from reality. And to really picture this love of loving because something is good, because the nefesh loves what's essentially good. For that you need all of the psukim of Shira Shirim. And therefore, Ein kol ha'olam kulo kedai ki yom shenitan bo Shira Shirim. The whole world wasn't as worthy as the day when Shira Shirim was given to the Jewish people. So sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to learn about love, and the highest love, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be zochet to feel it, to be inspired by people like Rav Kook who live their lives molei v'gidushim be'avas Hashem, be'avas HaKlal, be'avas HaPrat, be'avas Eretz Yisrael, be'avas everything good. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.